For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I got a chance to speak with Matt Elrod out of British Columbia.
I'm Matthew Elrod. I'm primarily known as the webmaster of Drug Sense and the Media Awareness Project of Drug Sense. And we run a news clipping archive. It's quite popular in the drug policy reform community and among journalists and so forth. But in addition to that, we provide technical services, website hosting, listserv management and such, database management to a number of organizations in the drug policy reform community. Most recently, we began hosting DanceSafe, the group that goes about doing harm reduction at raves and dances and test pills and hands out harm reduction literature, etc.
Well, that's not to mention your great service to the Drug Truth Network.
Well, that too. We do host the Drug Truth Network and Cultural Baggage, and proud to say we do.
Now, Matt, I hear rumors of another law, or maybe the same law, trying to be passed up there in Canada in regards to marijuana. What's going on?
Well, that's right. Well, right on the U.S. election day, I guess, trying to avoid the attention of the Americans, our Justice Minister, latest Justice Minister, reintroduced a decriminalization bill. That is pretty much the same thing that it died on the order paper last year when Parliament was dissolved, and it is the result of basically a committee that looked at very quickly at cannabis laws and tried to come up with a law that would offend no one. In fact, there's an excellent program on pottv.net, a compilation of news coverage in and around the bill over the last couple of years, which kind of explains its history. But, yeah, the weird thing about that bill was that even before it was introduced to Parliament the first time, then-Justice Minister Martin Cochon visited American officials and got their opinions of the bill, and what he ended up tabling about 2 weeks late was much harsher than what he was originally had in mind or we were told to expect. They went from 30 down to 15 grams as the threshold from which a criminal offense would turn into a civil offense by way of ticket or fine. On the upside, our left-wing party, the NDP, managed to get a change to it whereby you're only fined if you cultivate three plants or less. And I think their intent there was to encourage self-sufficiency in kind of a backhanded way. But at the same time, and I think as a consequence of consultation with the Americans, they doubled penalties for larger cultivation, larger grows, up to like 14 years, on a par with manslaughter and murder for having a really large grow up.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.